the eyes to the right, 323. The nose to the left, 302. So the eyes have it. The eyes have it.
323 saying yes, 302 saying no, the measure passes. This information is going to now trickle down to those who are outside.
It's appalling and disgraceful. I'm one of 12 cousins. They're all going to go to university after me. They're all going to be basically devastated by the step. My parents are going to be devastated by the step because it's not just tuition fees, it's living costs as well up front, and they're middle class. They have no one propping them up, so they're just welcoming more protests.
Operation Payback is actually, the folks behind it are a group called Anonymous, and they've actually been around for a while, but they're a loosely organized group that goes after various organizations that they feel that they've wronged folks in some way. This is a group that has moved from cause to cause, if you can call it that. Most recently, they were kind of going after opponents of internet piracy, and they've now latched on this WikiLeaks. This is a denial of service attack. We've talked about a lot of that over the years. It's basically taking control of a lot of machines and using those machines, computers, like you or I might have, and actually directing a lot of bogus traffic toward these various websites. Primarily, they've gone after PayPal, Visa, and MasterCard, because those are sites that have kind of stopped supporting some of the financial contributions to WikiLeaks.
It's 5740, so this measure has failed. Wow. The Senate has failed to move forward to start debate on the defense bill that includes the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal. And this is, as Wolf said earlier, means that the whole idea of repealing this policy, which does have, if you look at public opinion polls, broad support across the country, is very likely not going to happen this year. And it will be a whole lot harder in the next Congress when Republicans have the House a majority and a lot more seats in the Senate. So this is a big blow to supporters of a repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
This message today is very simple, that the in the form that it was negotiated, it is not acceptable to the House Democratic Caucus. It's as simple as that. We will continue to try and work with the White House and our Republican colleagues to try and make sure that we do something that is responsible for the American people, right for the economy, right for jobs, and fair and balanced package as we go forward.